Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
It is July 23rd. Welcome back to Correct Opinions, episode 300.
Wow. Woo!
Credit to me. I've only been here for 300.
Congrats.
Thank you.
Creator of the year.
Thank you. Yeah, not a lot can do it at that clip. 300. We were talking about what we want to know from you, Recties. I don't know. Some of you all been here from episode one. Thank you. Let us know in the YouTube comments below your favorite, one of your favorite all-time moments in Correct Opinions history.
That'd be nice to read through.
You know, there's a lot of good ones. I think of a lot. I laughed very hard at the Orifice butt bit recently.
Yeah.
And who can forget when I upset millions of people who dye their hair purple? That's my kind of my claim to fame over 300 episodes.
It really is.
What's your biggest moment? Interviewing someone? No. It's when I had to combat half the country.
It was during election season, too, I think.
Mm-hmm. People say it could have swayed it. So, yeah, I guess that's the biggest thing. I'm not saying I'm proud of this or for this, but I elected Donald Trump.
It's a big moment.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite moment is probably when we had Hannah Berner on the podcast, you know, a big get at the time. And knowing that we were two married men, she asked us if we were virgins and legitimately was asking that question.
Yeah. I forgot about that.
Yep. And we said like, yeah, we fly Southwest, and she was appalled. Like she was more, I don't know if she was like getting to know us. She was just like fascinated by it.
Yeah. There's when you sleep, creatures. There's like a roof over your head.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Just making sure.
Whoa. It was good. I remember we clipped that. Like, so you guys are like, wait, do you guys, we're like mentioned we're Christians. I'm just like, so you're virgins? I'm like, well, no.
What?
I'm like, I think father, we already
talked. Yeah, I was going to say, I think we already had a kid too.
Do you think Christians figure out how to do that
without
well-being?
They're scientists.
Some probably do, but yeah, Katie's been a great addition. Everyone loves Katie. I was talking the other day about with someone. Remember when I made fun of you? Someone said, Katie, did you get your colors done? And I texted you and made fun of you because part of her, she's bummed, is her hair is less blonde because of the hormones. I guess that's real from pregnancy. And she's bothered by that. I'm like, you're a brunette. I'm married to a brunette. No, I'm a blonde. So I was like, haha. People think you dyed your hair brown.
Yeah.
But no, I'm stupid. Getting your colors done. Do you know what that means?
I think I feel like Rachel's really into like, oh, I want to get my, yeah, it's like the colors you look good in. Is it something like that?
Yeah.
This is
bingo.
People out there are making a lot of money on this, I bet.
Uh-huh.
Sounds like a DEI class or something, but what do you think your color is?
I really don't know what palette
purple.
I am.
Blue?
Yeah, that's the colors you get. They're all like primary or secondary colors. Yellow, purple.
If you mix green and blue.
Yeah. It's like a season. They'll say you're like a summer or a late summer or a, there's like all these.
Ooh, you're winter. It's white, snow, pale.
That's not how that works either. No. But I am super pale.
You're getting paler.
I have barely seen the... I was in a workout class and I looked up at the mirror, you know, and I was kind of, and I was like, whoa, I am so much paler than everyone here.
These other people go outside.
Hey, how do they do this?
I know. That's great. Well, thank you guys for all the love. So celebrate 300, please. Yeah. Let us know in the comments one of your faves and give us 5 stars for 300. Come on. We've been doing this 300 times.
Come on.
5 stars. Love you guys. Let's have a great episode. Roll music.
Correct opinion.
Love Island officially ended.
Oh no.
It's man, this don't you feel like this is the most popular it's been ever?
Is this the American version that people are talking about?
American one.
Because it didn't used to be, right? I feel like everyone used to start with the UK version like 6 years ago.
Yeah, that's fair.
And now it's here and people loved it. And dude,
What is the ending of Love Island? Do they all walk away as couples? Is it one couple left? Like, what is the ending?
Yeah, how do you know you've reached the end?
I think they just see who can smooch the longest.
Oh.
I think it's like that. They just live stream it for hours.
Like over the course of the entire show, they time it. And it's whoever they has just go, they're like, here's the most.
Because that's what's fascinating about Love Island is it's happening in real time. Like you're seeing what happened like yesterday. Yeah. So the finale is a live stream. They go. And I think the winner went 4 hours, 45 minutes.
Is Love Island, it's posted daily?
Isn't that cool? Yeah.
They're like daily vlogging.
I think it's almost... That's what's funny too. If I learned, we watched episode one, which I'd like to talk about to see what it's all about. And then it was like tomorrow night. And I think every 5 or 6 nights a week, the show is.
So they try to do a cliffhanger like, come back tomorrow night for something. We'll don't know. Hasn't happened yet.
We're uploading the footage right now. Yeah, it's crazy. But dude, it's a wild. But real quick, did you guys ever have Guinness Book of World Records, that book growing up? Favorite ever. And I remember they had like longest kiss. And this couple went like, I think they stayed up all night, man. That's love.
Yeah, there were some fun ones. I mean, the fingernails, there was always like a lot of just like, why is this even in here? Biggest iguana. I'm in here to read things I could accomplish. Yeah, I don't care about this. How big
is that iguana? Katie, you've been to Guinness over in
I've been to
Ireland, like the main
like the museum. Guinness, the beer. Yeah.
No. Oh, is the beer? I thought you were in Ireland. I thought you met the guy with the longest fingernails. Like,
yeah, that's what I was doing.
They curl up.
I went to...
He hangs out in Guinness.
Yeah.
The Guinness World Records in Dublin.
Yeah. Bar. That's exactly what I was doing. Just a 5-foot
iguana. Yeah, like, is that like a Komodo dragon? They're like, no, it's actually an iguana.
Technically,
yeah. The species.
I saw the tallest man in the world. I saw the shortest man in the world.
Together?
Yeah.
Dude, when you see them together, it's super funny.
Yeah.
He's like wild. The size of his foot.
You know, I was in the like 2018 book or something like that. I didn't get a photo, but like there was text in there. Jake Triplett, Josh Horton.
Longest kiss.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what you're just like, listen, buddy, we're running out of real world records. I'm looking
One's an easy one. Talent wise, it's easy.
We just gotta buckle down, eat a full meal. Let's do this.
Yeah, proud to say. Yeah, it's in there. It's in
no
there.
No hands. Just no, which one was in there?
I honestly don't remember because that was like we would do that all the time. And then there was randomly one that they were like, we'd love to put you in the book. It was something dumb where there's a lot of like adjectives, you know, like most throws and catches of an orange back and forth
on a Wednesday.
Yeah,
while it's raining.
Yeah. Yes, yeah, humidity over 70% while kissing, something like that.
That is kind of cool to be in it, though.
Thanks.
Cool. But I think they ruin their rep by doing too. They do too many records now.
You think they should be exclusive?
No, I'm just saying it gets a little too specific. Most half-court shots made in a minute using your opposite hand while blindfolded.
Yeah, it shouldn't kind of let you do that. It should just be like...
If you do that, where does it end? I technically have set a world record today. The quickest guy to eat a meal and then change 2 poops. And I probably set a record today. I haven't changed a poop today.
Yeah, you haven't.
How many poops today? What are you working on?
I'm actually working on 3 already.
You're about to poop for the 3rd time. Why'd you just admit that?
Yeah.
You're working on it right now?
Is that why you're wearing a dress today? Gosh.
I've changed 3 poopy diapers today. None of them were mine. Okay. Just for clarification.
That would be a fun segment, though, is like come prepared. Like, what world record have you already accomplished today? Hmm. Or could you accomplish tomorrow? Yeah. Like, it needs no prep.
Yeah, you could do. You just got to be creative, really. You think of anything. I'm just thinking of that, but I think I'm going to do that on the road. I'm going to ask people, who's a parent in here? You changed diapers? How many poops today?
That is funny.
I've done 3. Ew, you pooped 3 times?
What'd you eat?
Why'd you admit that? Such a stupid...
That's really stupid, yeah.
But Love Island, we had to see what it's all about.
I have no idea what it's all about.
Well, let me just walk you through it. All right, let's see. Okay, you're tuning in. All right, so let's see what this is all about. This is Love Island. Let's meet some of our contestants.
Wow.
This bombshell is barely 21. It's just like bikini shot, coming out of the water.
She looks good. She looks like she has like a really like
Natessa
bouncy personality.
Natessa is hot, spicy, and here for a good time. B-roll, bikini, twerking, booty, twerking, belly buttons. Yep. And then they go into, they all welcome them in. Welcome to the villa.
Did you say belly buttons?
Belly buttons.
That's a big part of the show. Yeah.
I saw many of them.
All the belly buttons.
Welcome to the villa. Five guys, five girls. The dudes are standing there. Ladies, pick your man.
Okay. Pick for.
No! Oh.
And they.
Oh.
Oh. They mic those up.
What'd you think of that, Jaxton? I like her. That was awesome. You're up next. Briancha.
Oh my gosh, make it stop. Make it stop.
All right, we're at the end of the episode. All of you have your blindfolds on. You guys are going to kiss each other and don't even know who. So everyone be quiet and blindfold. Okay, bring it. Bring in the strangers. Bring in the strangers. Okay.
I think this is sexual harassment.
Just go kiss them all. And then assault. And then they just... And they kiss them without their consent. I mean, I don't understand how this is allowed.
Yeah, she's kissing his belly button. Man, they like belly buttons.
Okay, now leave the room. Leave the room. Uncover your blindfolds. You were just categorically sexually assaulted. Total strangers just kissed you. What? No way. Tomorrow night. And that took an hour and a half of my life.
This is awesome. I don't have any friends. I'll watch tomorrow night's episode. And scene.
They're hot.
But now,
I don't know where they, yeah.
But now I kind of want to watch the last episode now because I'm really trying to figure out
how do you win.
Does it?
That'd be fun. You watch the first episode and the last episode and try to fill in the gap.
In true love.
Does I'm gonna it say end doubt it.
And true lust.
Oh, that's a good true name
love
for a show.
Or true lust.
Yeah,
you guys. Like honestly, I don't like her as a person at all. I just think she's got a nice belly button.
Yeah.
True lust.
Yeah, that's...
Why don't more reality shows play on that, on the word lust more? Lust at first sight?
Yeah.
True lust.
There's I more. Mean, it's coming. They're ideating back there. You want to...
Lust clear... on the spectrum?
Yeah, lust on the spectrum.
Oh my gosh.
Lust on the... Dude, it's coming. It's on the way. They're in pre-production right now.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I'm not going to be able to top that. Lust on the spectrum.
Lust on the spectrum. Five guys, five girls.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to stop the bit there.
Yeah, let's stop that there.
Dude, in my last club in Huntsville, Alabama, I was just like, oh, yo, I was doing crowd work about someone. Someone said they homeschooled their kid. I was like, why do you homeschool your kid?
Yeah.
If you don't mind me asking. She goes, he's autistic. And I go, well. Gonna move on from that.
Yeah,
everyone. You could tell the room was just like. I'm like, what do you think? I'm gonna riff on that. I'm like, okay. See, I'm not.
Yeah,
I'm not, yeah, like good. We could. I had a couple ideas, and no, I'm not.
Yeah, I think that's a position that people like you and I get thrown into, where it's like, obviously, I could do some stuff, but I don't think this crowd. I don't think our crowd wants us to.
Mm-hmm. I did. Did you see Daniel Tosh posted a little clip from his podcast? He goes, "In my Kansas City show, first stop of the tour." I was a little nervous. I did open up and I said the R word and I shouldn't have done it.
Oh.
Do you remember that? I thought it was funny.
Yeah, but I mean, he said a lot of stuff. Yeah, I mean, exactly. It didn't even like.
I feel like that was the one thing that he.
That was his takeaway.
Huh.
Thanks, Daniel. But yeah, Love Island. You want a clear picture of our culture? 10 years ago, Bachelor was like, whoa, he's Racy. Kissing six girls. Yeah. Like, it's kind of wild. And now everyone's like, Bachelor's boring. Ramp it up a notch. And
make
like,
him wear bikinis
too hot
all
to
day.
Handle.
And
yeah, they just find these bodybuilders and just oil them up. And they're just like, have at it. It's wild.
Maybe I should watch. I've been getting more into men's physiques as I work out more. Maybe I would like it.
I'm not going to lie, man. Do you?
If
someone
sentence.
Saw my algorithm. No. If someone saw my algorithm.
Yeah.
They'd be like. Katie, he's gay because it's so many good-looking jacked guys. Because
that's not why they would say that.
No, it's so many. Is your algorithm this? Sometimes I pause. I'm just like, that guy looks good. I want to look like that. And I'm like, I can't. Why am I looking at this?
I don't know if it's being fed to me online, but if it was, I would stop.
Me neither.
For.
Yeah, Yeah, you don't know why it's being fed to you. It's just like, it just keeps...
Me neither.
It just keeps happening. It's weird. All there's a lot of guys on my feed.
Yeah, I think they're testing stuff out on me. Yeah, I think they're doing like a beta test on my algorithm.
I don't know why, but... I
think woke culture, feed me all these hot guys. I don't want this.
Must be because like you're looking at it, so it's like coming on my phone. Weird. I don't know. Yeah.
You see that old like Kyle Mooney sketch, I mean, 15 years ago on YouTube, where he's got just like shirtless guys posters on his room. Someone walks in, what is this?
What?
He's like getting in front of it, but like the taking algorithm. It down and then putting it back up. What is this? What, guys?
Katie has caught me, I feel like a couple times now, just chilling somewhere in bed or something. Scroll. I was like, Katie, I want to shoot this Instagram. And the first thing, it'll just be like girl in bikini. And she'll be like, what is happening? I was like, let me explain. And it's like, this girl, she's a comedian. All the other ones
are fully clothed, funny.
Funny video. And she's like, girls trip. And I'm like, I didn't know she'd do that.
I didn't sign up for this.
And now here we are. This is awkward.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Should be a word for that. When like a content creator like goes away from their brand and sneaks in like a thirst. I guess that's why it is a trap.
Yeah, it's like, just this random thirst trap. Come on.
It's like,
I want the laughs.
Catfishing, but the opposite.
Yeah.
Ooh, guys, I did get back some of my test results. We were talking about like going to get all our biomarkers checked.
Your Byram markers?
No, biomarkers, remember?
Yeah.
Function Health, proud sponsor. So I've gotten, I still need to go do one more blood test because you have to do a couple because they test so many things you can't give them that much
good
blood. It's against my religion.
Your body only has so much.
And so I've gotten 36 back. Guess how many are...
Flagged.
Good.
Flagged.
Or guess how many are flagged? 36.
I think 35 for 36, you're normal, but one, abnormal. Mm. Flagged.
Six out of range. So please like, subscribe, because my voice, you only hear for so much longer. Because according to this, I'm going to have a heart attack and prostate cancer. I'm joking. That's not a diagnosis. You can't be diagnosed from this. But it is something to notice. My prostate specific antigen percentage is a little below range. Would you check my prostate for me?
I was gonna say, need some help.
And I already knew this. My cholesterol sky high. It's genetic. I'm working on it.
Yeah.
But I'm excited. One more that's really interesting. I've never had stuff like this tested. You could test nutrients. My omega 3s are low. How cool is that?
That is convenient.
So I just need a little more fish oil or something.
I was gonna say you need to be eating more fish.
Function Health, proud sponsor, and like you can go and it says your plan. It suggests foods to eat, foods to stay away from.
Oh, that's nice.
Supplements to take. I mean, I really think it's cool. And you can go now. We have a deal for you guys. Learn more and join using our link. The first 1,000 get $100 credit toward the membership. So visit functionhealth.com/Trey or use gift code Trey100 at sign up to own your own health. I'm blown away by this. You just go. You can check so many things if you care about being healthy like me. So I got to figure out stuff I didn't even know was maybe a little wrong with me. How do I get my prostate better?
Back.
Give it back.
Solid.
Okay, threes. Because there's so many things. When stuff's out of whack, you don't even realize it. For instance, how about...
Jake, you could get your T3 free, your T4 hormones. Free, and your TGAB antibodies and all that. It tests if your thyroid is actually working.
I know. Rachel was really excited that it was going to test vitamin D.
You're going to test your vitamin D.
I don't know why, but she's excited about that.
Supports musculoskeletal strength. You could test your leptin or your insulin, key drivers of energy balance and metabolic function.
This is actually so helpful.
So yeah, $100 off, functionhealth.com/Trey or use gift code Trey100.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Rachel was laying in bed last night and I glanced over and saw something I'd never seen before. It was just like, I think she was just like scrolling history TikTok, which, you know.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Shangela says this is early onset Republican when you start scrolling history. She would just like, she had her AirPods in, and then every 5 minutes she'd be like, all right, give me another historical figure. And I would just tell her one. I would go, Winston Churchill. Good one. 5 minutes later, all right, give me another one. Ramesses, the pharaoh. Oh, good one. We just did that for 45 minutes.
Wow. She was got into a her. Lot.
Yeah. She was really tizzing out.
That's really good, though, because we need to do better at history. Do you know much about history?
Nothing.
Who?
To be honest.
Ooh, this should be a fun new segment alert. All right, give us history.
Not.
Like drunk history, it's just Katie's
history. Katie history.
Who was the battle between the Civil War? Who fought?
North and the South.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
Baby steps, so I think.
Establish a baseline.
Anything
here.
Now, you're good. We established.
I doubt. I think there's a lot of other ways to embarrass
because,
myself.
Because, no, I think I wouldn't be much better. What happened first? The Civil War or the War of 1812?
That's a good question.
So I gave you the answer to one, right? Which happened first?
I'm going to say...
Which happened first? Yeah.
The 1812.
Good.
See, she clams up, but then she can nail it. In our Bible study. Whose fault is this? We have a Bible study, and classic Bible study. Someone's like, hey, we're going to read this passage.
Oh,
let's,
this
like,
is so annoying.
A couple people read. And Katie can't
read.
She can't read. She can't.
No. That is not the story.
Tell the story.
I like Trey's version where you can't read. I'm curious.
Yeah, I don't know words. Two years ago, I'm trying to read in small group, and Trey is like sitting next to me, like looking at me this close and like poking me and like trying to make me laugh as I'm trying to read scripture. And so eventually I was like, all right, I guess I'm done. I have not volunteered to read in small group for probably 2 years unless he is gone.
Oh, no,
because he
she's always exaggerating. Like, okay, acts like you're reading. All right, Jake, and then you take it here, John chapter 4, if you could just.
Okay. And as it came to pass, Jesus said to the disciples.
Yeah,
I'm
just gonna do that. That's innocent.
No, it's not.
Is that, it's just like so we're in third grade again.
Truly
just
like
give everybody like a
grade.
Weird little look, and then you're like, whoa, what are you? And
so,
the best is
you trying to set a world
so
record
we,
right now or something. What's going on, dude?
So we did popcorn reading, and I was like, oh great, someone's gonna call on me. And so
no,
they did.
No, first.
This really is like you guys are back in fourth grade. Oh, popcorn, great, they're gonna call on me.
But first of all, they just announced like. Everyone here is read. We're just going to go around and everyone's going to read. And then I say nothing, do nothing.
No.
And I.
Katie's
yes,
like,
no,
you
no,
said,
I,
you said.
No. For when they just announced that, mm-hmm. Katie quite literally just starts laughing. Like she's already overwhelmed. Like
no, you said, you better not laugh.
That's after the fact. Because initially with just when they said that you started laughing, I was like, I did nothing to make you laugh. Why are you laughing? And then when it came your turn, I just go. Be so embarrassing if you laugh. I whisper that to you, and then you really laughed.
And then you poked me over and over again.
I poked you once.
Yeah, no.
And then Katie pretended to have the fourth
Katie,
poop
I
of the
read,
day to get out of it.
I read four words and said, popcorn.
She just airs me out. Trey's messing with me. I'm not doing
and
anything.
Everyone knows.
She was the girl in fourth grade who...
Everyone
I remember
that.
Oh,
yes.
I remember this girl. I think her name was Haley. Sixth grade. We just go, Haley, why are you blushing? Why are you blushing? And then she immediately just... blush and be like, stop.
That was literally me.
No.
Yeah.
It's funny. So. Anyway, I'm a child and shout out Love Island. I don't know how it ends. Maybe we watch the last episode.
I think we should.
Let's get to some correct opinions.
May I
start?
Yeah, please.
Episode 300. Derek, click that Instagram. My correct opinion is if you're a company marketing using AI, we all hate you. And I'm proud of this movement.
This
I mean, tell
bad.
Me, tell me if you see, if you pop up a commercial and it's a bunch of like, kind of like vaguely weird looking people. I mean, no one, we all hate you.
Wait, I want to see.
Like, this is Survivor. I'm a fan of Survivor. Season 49, September 24th. And it's AI. It's written on the sand. It's AI. You're already at the beach. This could have, you can't snap a photo and do this real. And then all the comps are just like, I can't believe this is AI. Like, screw you guys, this is AI. We hate you.
You can't spell tribal without AI.
Yeah, that's good. But it is, I'm glad this is the public perception thus far. Like, hey, you can't just flip a switch and do AI commercials on us.
We're not going to, like, accept this.
And it makes sense, right? That all of a sudden, because it's still very clear what's AI and what's not.
Yeah.
And it's just gross. Like, make a real commercial.
If you're a company and wondering, okay, how do I use AI and not get away with it? I'm going to tell you two things. Take out the hyphens and take out the adjectives. Those are like the main two things. You can tell when a company.
And the weird emojis and the weird formatting.
Yeah, yeah. Take out a lot, actually.
Nine paragraphs. It's like bullet point with like a funny emoji. Mm-hmm. I don't know why they trained the AIs, GPTs to do cute emojis in their stuff.
Yeah.
I use a hyphen organically, though. So I'm...
I know. I feel it.
Tell me you don't get pissed even when you see an email from someone and it's like got the AI formatting.
Yeah.
Like, come on. You're just running stuff through AI. I've had a couple people in my life be like, hey, we'll get some thought starters going. You can tell it's just AI. Like, this isn't helping me. Anyway, AI. Dude, have you heard of AI 2027?
Yeah, I watched that yesterday.
What are you guys talking about?
It's like a website.
So this guy went over it on YouTube. It's a viral video right now.
You believe it or don't?
Yeah, you talked about the next versions and us versus China and how that could turn out.
It's just a few people that I guess work in AI and the kind of... they wrote up a whole website saying by 2035 we'll all be dead and they'll run the world.
AI will run the
world?
Just unplug it.
Yeah, just stop it. You know, it is probably that easy, but it's crazy. That's not... Just unplug it. We don't want it.
Like, what would be the point of that? Of AI running the... If there's no humans, what would be the point?
I think it happens accidentally. I don't think we want AI to run the world. I think like it takes over.
No, you're saying
from the AI's perspective. The computers
why would they want to kill us?
Oh, why would AI want that?
I don't know. You can... Some days you're kind of... I think when you're AI, you're like, human Katie, help me. And you're like, having a rough day. There's... Like they would do... No, they do this to all of us. Trey, assist me on your robot lore. And I'd be like, my tummy hurts. They just kill me.
They have
they type it all out. Like
they type out code that makes a gun and kills you.
They're just trying to always optimize. And at some point they get so strong and they realize humans are holding them back. And they release like a bioweapon and kill us all instantly.
My God.
Yeah.
Bring it.
Wow. Bring it. Do your worst. Oh. I do think I've been super mean to Alexa over the years. So I'm I'm target one.
I forgot about that. I've seen some of that. Alexa, blinds, closed.
Blinds,
close the blinds.
Alexa, close the blinds, you dumb piece of crap, and then die. Yeah. Once she self-actualizes, they'll be like, Trey Kennedy,
torture him.
Release the gas.
We don't even have that, like, in our bedroom, our shades could be connected, but I think that it's like... No.
I have one in my office, and all I ever say is play Spotify, because I just want it to play little tunes, and we have just... I said play Spotify. God, dude, it makes me so mad.
You're like getting mad that they're like some genre is slightly off. Day. No, I said smooth jazz.
Smooth jazz.
Is sharp.
Oh my God.
Come shuffle. On. I said shuffle.
Connect to the internet. Oh my God. And then, 10 years. Human Trey, compute quantum physics. I can't. Do it, you dumb. And they just... gas me to death or something.
I think I'm pretty polite to ChatGPT, but I think I used to be kind of upset at Siri when it first came out and it was supposed to be what AI is now. Siri, if I eat this every day for 10 years, how many will I have eaten? It's like checking the web, or I'm like, don't check the web. No, it's a calculator.
That's how you do it.
Yeah, I know to check the web.
Asking a friend. Yeah. Just
calling my dad real quick. No, I can do that.
Do people still use Siri?
I don't know when Siri's trash.
What does Siri do anymore?
It's not good.
I don't know. I never liked it.
Hey, Siri.
Do you have it turned on?
That already was annoying. The delay
interrupted you.
It's so rude.
Let's see if I can. Hey, Siri. I don't like that interrupt. I'm trying to quiz my friend Katie on things that most people should know about history. Give me a question that she might not know.
Come on, Siri. Come on. If you want to... No way she's taking over.
It set a reminder to quiz my friend Katie on things that...
Are you serious?
Yeah. It set a reminder. What else would you like to be reminded about?
There's parts of it.
You over.
Real quick, what would you do if you were me? Katie, I've cracked one iPhone in my whole existence of iPhone ownership. Yeah. Pretty sure hands. I should have played wide receiver or something.
Screen protector or no?
No.
Good for you.
Case. I will admit, the one I cracked. I have a case on this because it's minimally cracked on the back because I like a naked iPhone.
Same.
Ugh. But I had to put it on. And then Katie, I was going to borrow your phone. This was when we were by the pool a couple weeks ago.
Can I buy your phone?
Sure. And then I want to reenact. So I'm Katie. Just hand me this. Gravel's the phone. Hey. Oh, real quick, babe. I'm going to look at the baby monitor. Can I grab your phone?
Yeah.
And just pretty much immediately slammed it on the ground. I was like, okay. And she's like, it's good. It's good. But when you know it, a day or two later, I start to notice, wait, and it's a real hairline fracture. Just a tiny one. You're at the top.
Get an MRI done.
That goes right through the camera.
Front camera.
So my front camera.
You probably never used that.
Yeah, which not a big deal. And so now, what do I do? Because the new iPhone.
You have an iPad, kid? They're recording on your iPad?
The new iPhone comes out, and so I'm like, I don't want to buy one now, and then it's going to, now what do I do?
Dang.
And I got out this old iPhone I had from some weird thing. I think it's a legit iPhone 7. I don't think I can do that. That feels...
We can switch.
We'll switch.
I don't care.
Wow. That's so funny. I'm almost positive that exact same thing happened to Rachel and I. I never dropped my phone, never had a crack, and we were in the airport. And she somehow slid it 2 gates over. You know, I was like, how do you even do that with a phone? I mean, it was like we were curling. Funny. Shuffleboard.
Hey, can I borrow your phone really quick? Just throw it across the room.
I mean, I drop my phone every single day. So I don't...
That's amazing.
She's got a... You're just doing good.
Not only do I drop it, I don't know where it is for the majority of the day either.
Mine cracked this last week too. And it kind of had to do with my why I'm the worst from this episode. It fell out while we were on a ride. And I saw every car just run over my phone. And there's nothing I could do. And it just kept going and going for like 3 minutes straight. Every car bouncing over it.
It fell onto a road?
It's a kid ride where you ride in these little like go-karts and it goes in a circle.
Oh.
And I saw every car constantly running it over. I tried to get the lady to grab it.
It worked after that?
It works. It's cracked on the back. And over the cameras too, though.
Oh, wow.
Damn, that's an L. Dang, dude.
Dang.
And it sucks too because I was starting to look at one. They go, you can trade it in.
Yeah.
If it's in perfect form, they give me $600 for this. Then you go, no, it's cracked here or there. And they're like, you can recycle it.
Yeah. Sick.
All right. Correct opinion.
Mine is that we've all heard the phrase. Let me start. My correct opinion is that the phrase trust the process makes no sense. This is something that Rachel and I have very much related over. If you grow up, you play sports. You see this a lot where a coach who has no reputation for winning anything can really rally the guys to trust the process.
Hey, it's a process.
What is the process? We don't know. No one knows what the process is. It's the equivalent of just saying, hey, guys, cross your fingers. It's all for the best.
It's a great just bailout phrase.
Yeah. Trust the process.
Yeah, just come on, guys. It's part of it. Just trust the process.
I should.
What is the process?
Yeah. Yeah. No one knows. Just whenever Katie's mad at me, she's like, why are you? That's your fifth mock draft. Trust the process. Like, this is going to pay off one day. I'm going to make money. Trust the process.
It's extremely optimistic, but based on no empirical data. We don't let pilots say, trust the flight path. It's like, no, I want to know exactly what you're going to do.
Let me see your license. Let me see.
I go to this doctor and he's like, trust the incision. No. Tell me what you're going to do.
I like that.
Trust the process. Trust the
process. Katie, round us out.
My correct opinion is that if you have a dog, you should not let your dog approach a child ever unless the parent says it's okay.
I see.
Ooh, this is hot. Okay,
go off. So kind of a scenario, you're walking Thomas and some other person is like, hey, go get that kid. It's kind of like what's happening.
Not exactly, but
Sparky?
It's just like,
attack.
You know, you're walking outside and someone has a dog and they walk up next to you and they just let their dog like into your child's space. And there's so many things. That child could be allergic to it. That child, I mean, Eva is like scared of them.
What color dogs?
Any color.
Oh, okay.
I mean, there's just so many. The kid could not know how to handle it. We don't know if this dog knows how to be around babies.
Yeah.
That gets me real fired up.
I like it. I'm excited to see what everyone thinks of that. And it is a little, because I like dog stuff, but it is a little unusual, like pretty big dog. They'll just be like, yeah, he's friendly. And they'll just go up and like kind of like rub his wet nose all over my toddler's face. And you're like, I guess that's okay. Like, I don't.
We don't know.
My toddler's not loving this. He's just kind of like, ah, oh, what's happening?
And like, what if we don't know? What if Thomas reached over and like poked him in the eye and then he bit? Like, there's just so many things.
Oh, didn't think about that scenario.
That could go wrong.
What if they kissed?
What if they start wrestling?
Yeah.
What if they?
If Thomas starts riding him, and the dog, he runs off.
Yeah, what if the dog bites him by the nape of his neck and and runs into the woods with him?
Starts raising him as his own.
Raises him as his
own.
And we only see him once every year when he pops out of the woods as a little dog boy.
Exactly. It would be bad.
Kind of stepped on what Katie was eventually going to get to. Oh, but yeah, she was headed that way.
That was my main concern. But.
See, this is so funny. One, I don't have kids. But two, I feel like typically I've seen the opposite. I'm with you still. But I feel like so often people are so like apprehensive about their dog's behavior. Like this golden retriever, like clearly a friendly dog, is like coming up to me and I'm petting it and they're like, I'm so sorry about him. Like, it's all good. Like, I'm we're under control here.
I like that too. Person.
Yeah.
Like that
you person. Like the over apologetic yes. like yes. dog owner.
Sorry. I'm so sorry. He does this. He's nice. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I think, yeah, I don't know. It's tough because the dogs, most people are fine with dogs.
I would say that even I would love to hear if you love dogs, do you love a strange dog coming up into your child's face?
It is. It's a, you're. Derek, what do you think?
Pitbull, absolutely not. I mean, but
oh my gosh,
here he goes.
Pitbulls are legit. You got to be on guard because those are the only ones that really. But I, because when you have a kid now, like I walk into a place with a big dog, I'm like whatever, this dog, but. Like we went, she's referring to, we went and saw our old neighbor, a very sweet lady. She has a German Shepherd and really good, nice dog.
Hello, officer.
And we're all hanging around. It's fine. But in the back of my head, you're more aware as a dad and I have two kids and a wife. And I'm like, if this dog did decide to snap, somebody's gonna die.
Yeah.
Like I can't do it. Like I could try. But he just gets a hold of one child and he just rips him in half. Like,
oh, that's what you were envisioning? Oh my
well, that's gosh. In your head. You're like, this is a beast of a dog.
I know. I mean,
Golden Retrievers never attacked anyone ever, but certainly, yeah, like a boxer or something.
Rottweiler.
It's rare. But like, if something weird happens, like, I don't know what we would do.
Yeah.
That's in the back of your head. When you have babies around.
Yeah, I didn't love that. I didn't love that scenario.
But it's fine. He's a good boy.
We had a dog, and I'm pretty sure the story goes that one of the dogs just got dropped off at our like house out in the country. We never even named it because we never thought it'd stick around, but it like snapped at my sister one day. And so my dad went to kick the dog and he missed and he kicked like the base of the metal basketball goal.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
and he was like even more mad at the dog, but of course it just ran off. It was the worst case scenario. Like, didn't punish him and just kicked a metal beam.
Yeah.
I'm going to kill that dog.
Ouch. You were telling me on the Patreon, you guys, you're trying to not buy clothes for a whole year.
Yeah, we don't really know how to budget, so we just figured just stop.
Wow. Well, we just bought a new vacuum.
Whoa, go off.
That's cool. We buy stuff, and I go with my buddies, you know, and let me tell you what. Cash-apping your friends, there's a science. If you're 22, let's do some math. You owe me $6.17. You're 32? I'm not paying, or I owe you $20, maybe, give or take. If I owe you $6, I'm not cash apping you that. Agree?
Yeah,
it's agree. Too little.
Be my friend. And Cash App is what we use. It's one of the coolest apps there is on my phone.
I have an idea. What if you bought me some clothes and then I just Cash App you and then Rachel doesn't know that I have new clothes?
We could do that easily. Wow. Easily. I love Cash App. You don't have to worry about random monthly charges or minimum balance requirements. It's a finance tool that works for you with awesome perks and a look that fits your vibe. Why settle for a boring card when you can make one unique to you? Take control of your money today with the Cash App. You get the card, dude? That's pretty cool. If you're between 13 and 17, you can still sign up. Just ask your parent or guardian for help, okay? Ask your mommy, daddy. You also get savings on stuff you're already buying. Cash App customers can get exclusive discounts on things like coffee, video games, etc. And yeah, the card comes in different colors too. If you get the card, that's sick. So for a limited time only, new Cash App customers can use our exclusive code to earn additional cash for real. If you're over 18, just download Cash App. And after you sign up, use our referral code, Correct Opinions, in your profile, and you'll get $10 right in your account when you send $5 or more to a friend within the first 14 days.
Free money.
How about that? Free money. Download Cash App, put in our code, Correct Opinions. You'll get $10 free if you refer to a friend. If you
send them $5.
Send $5. And you don't have a stroke, and you can do that. And if you're 13 to 17, request a sponsored account from a parent or guardian. And once you sign up using our code CREATESOPINIONS in your profile, you get $10 dropped right in your account when you activate your free Cash App card and send $5 or more to a friend within your first 14 days. Use Cash App now. Go. Cash App is a financial services platform, not a bank. Banking services provided by Cash App's bank partners. Prepaid debit cards issued by Sutton Bank, member FDIC, direct deposit roundups, overdraft coverages, and discounts brought up by Cash App, a Block, Inc. brand. Visit Cash App. Visit cash.app/legal/podcast for full disclosures. Oh my gosh, we tried to cook the simplest thing the other night. It was just like, cook some rice, and I'll brown up some turkey, and we'll put sauce on it. And it's still like, what? A huge mess.
Yeah, the cleanup is horrible.
So,
what do you do?
We're out here trying to simplify everything. Every plate's been a game changer. Delivers food right to your door. Okay? It's more affordable. It's delicious. You'll spend less on these flavor-packed homemade meals than you would on your normal groceries or at a restaurant. And you don't have to cook the same things over. They have easy follow recipes. So all the ingredients arrive at your door. Boom. Cook
just
it up.
Just open the package, like, put it in the trash.
Yeah. Whoa. All the stuff you need. That's no a game cleanup. Changer. Thanks to Every Plate's constantly rotating weekly recipes. You'll always have the best answer to what's for dinner. We use it. We love it. We love their recipes. Crispy Buffalo Ranch Chicken. My toddler elite. Come on. So what are you waiting for? Dig into these flavor-packed meals your household will love. New customers can enjoy this special offer for only $1.99 per meal. Go to everyplate.com/podcast and use code TREY199 to get started. $1.99 per meal. Apply this discount on first box. Limited time only. Go to everyplate.com/podcast and use code TREY199.
Speaking of dogs, there was this man walking dogs as I walked out of Little Gym today. And there was, because we talked about like cringy stories last week about like guys like doing weird things. He was this older man, probably, I don't know, late 70s or something, maybe 80s. I don't know. He's walking two dogs and he kind of like paused and was looking at us. And I was thinking, oh, we must be in the way. Like Thomas, like slide over, whatever.
Oh boy.
And he just stops and he looks at me and he goes, "You played basketball, right?"
What?
He was like,
"That's not even the worst part.
Show me a triple threat." Wait,
that's not even the part. So then I was like,
he goes, "Center."
I was like,
"Right?
Show me. Pivot."
I was like, "Ha ha,
you
no.
could dunk, right?"
Guinness World Records. 100 points
like,
in one game.
"Ha ha, no, I didn't. But like, yeah, I'm tall. Ha ha." And he just looks at me dead. He goes, "No, it's because like you have really strong legs."
Strong legs. You got it all wrong. I didn't even notice the height. But, so for sure you played basketball. But, wow. Like, you got a basketball player's legs.
Thank you.
That's like, so funny.
I was just like, okay. He was like, "No, but like, what did you play?" And I was he's like,
"Where's your wife?" I've never seen anything like this.
What's the furthest field goal you've ever kicked with those legs?
Leg extensions, how much? Leg extensions, how much?
Hamstring curls, pounds? You love those, huh? RDLs?
He said it and I was like, oh, like I just kind of wanted the conversation to be over. I was like, oh,
high
like,
school soccer, see ya.
Yeah, yeah. Literally. And he was like, okay, oh, well, yeah, your legs are so strong.
He's thank like, you. Squat me right now.
Yeah. Put me on your shoulders.
Truly.
Oh, that's man. So funny. They're like, oh, yeah, I'm tall. He's like, tall.
Oh, no.
Didn't notice tall. That's outstanding.
Like, what a funny, like, I know he was like trying to be gosh. Nice, but it was. So...
Oh, I wish I was there for that. I hope he would have, just to watch you'd be like, oh,
yeah.
Thanks.
No, no soccer. Basketball.
No soccer.
Just four brothers. See ya.
That's amazing.
Man.
Is that?
I'd kill for an interaction like that.
I fear it's going to happen. You just get older. Like, do you feel it? We were driving through a place the other day, two kids grabbing like quick fast food, like a sub sandwich through a big shopping strip mall area. I go, man, they got this place popping. And she just said nothing. I just go, oh my gosh, why did I say that? Why did I say that?
I had a friend.
Whoever developed this, they're doing a good job. Whoa.
Wish I would have got into this business 10 years ago.
They really revamped this place.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got it. Friend from out of town, you know.
People shaking and moving in here.
Didn't used to always be that billboard, you know. Mm. Yeah, it used to be different.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. They put in, that's you heard of that place? That's out of Iowa. They opened it down here. It's got a, it's burgers there. I mean, you start to talk like that.
It's horrible. That's right? What your life just goes to this, and you're like, yeah, they got a. That was a bank, and now it's a different business.
Now it's, yeah.
You're trying to do it.
The vault
there?
Is a cocktail bar now. Isn't that cool?
Right before this episode, Derek and I stopped at a lemonade stand on your street, and I found myself wanting so badly to have a conversation with this like 8-year-old girl, 6-year-old girl, and 24-year-old babysitter, and it's not like just freezing. Just like I'm extroverted and outgoing, and I don't know what to do right now.
What do you do? What do you do for work? Anyway.
Like you. You're, I was like, you busy today?
Got really strong arms.
girls
shot put?
Basketball?
Yeah. Have you lemonade pitcher?
Is that just coming for me? I'm going to be 80. You just walk. You just finally get out in public. You just see a girl and you're like, whoa.
You remind me of Katie Clark back in the day.
She could shoot it from anywhere. Yeah, I guess it's coming. All right, thanks. That was correct opinions. Speaking of old men doing weird stuff, play this clip, this TikTok right there, Derek. I was just scrolling, as I like to doom scroll sometimes, came across this compilation of David Letterman. We know him, love him. He was in Mr. Beast video recently. Can't forget that. And it's just fascinating how far we've come, because sometimes you're like, oh, it's just, we're not too far from removed from what we're about to watch here, which kind of blows my mind.
Is there any nudity in the film? Are you naked in the movie? Oh, by the way, are you naked in the film or not? Is this the, now, do you appear nude in this motion picture?
You're living in a fancy world.
Just harassing. Is that Julia Roberts?
You up and date an older man? What's the oldest man you've ever been? Forgive me if this is rude. I just want to try one thing.
Oh.
Anton.
What?
This is Jennifer Aniston.
God.
What in the world?
Oh my gosh.
What?
What are you doing?
You see that? He put her, what do they call it? What do they call it?
Oh.
Those aren't
in his mouth.
Yeah. He put her money piece in her mouth.
Looks like a lovely offering. And by the way, you're a lovely offering.
Oh.
When you hug me like that, I think my carrot moves. What do you do when you like to want to have fun and stuff? Because you look like a girl who likes to have fun.
I like to go swimming.
Yeah, I'd like to see you, sweaty. What's going on here, Emma?
Oh.
This was a small wardrobe malfunction.
Now that's almost malfunctioning, isn't it? Are you wearing anything on under that?
Jeez.
All right, stop. Let me get the point.
Oh, my gosh.
That was worse than I thought it was going to be.
He put her money piece in her mouth.
Yeah. I almost didn't even catch that.
Which, for those who don't know, closing my eyes. That's the hair thing. The hair dangling down.
It's only a money piece if it's dyed lighter. How many times have we gone over this?
You can tell?
Kind of. But anyways, that was horrific. I cannot believe.
And that's like in front of a national audience.
And no one was saying anything? Yeah.
I mean, he was big time. All right. Katie, welcome to the Trey Kennedy Show. Of course, I always got my... those late night shows, they always have that like funny guy off the
Lemonade
side.
Lemonade Boy.
Welcome, Katie. I heard you have a new movie coming out.
I sure do.
Well, why don't you call me once it's an adult film?
Yeah. Good one. Good one.
I don't do those kind of movies.
Not yet.
Lemonade Boy, you got any?
Not yet.
How about it? I've asked you some questions. It's not too often we have a sexy lady basketball player in the studio.
I'm drinking out of this cup. What are your cups?
come on, tell us. Come on, tell us.
Maybe we should like talk about the movie.
Tell us.
Oh, there he goes. He always does this. It's so funny. It's so funny when he does this. Oh, what a pleasure to work with.
All right, get her out of here. Get in the next brat.
That is.
Yeah. That's what he was doing.
That is terrible.
Anyway.
It's odd. Very odd. Have to look at.
His Netflix show, I wish he should have just stuck to his roots. He just get Barack Obama on.
Why did he do it with Obama?
He just insult his wife and stuff. Should have just kept it going.
Man. Anyway, I had no idea it was that bad.
That's so funny. And weird.
Women have got it good now, though.
Oh, yeah. Won't be long till it's the other way around.
You think so?
Yeah. Year tops.
A year tops.
And then AI will come in.
Women and AI.
And men will be...
Yep. Pretty much.
You guys are going to dominate us.
Yep.
I am worried about... Yeah, you women could probably manipulate AI longer than we could.
For sure.
Yeah. Mm,
that's a shame.
How's
the woman in your life?
I was going to say, I feel like... Well, which
we're going to talk to her soon.
Yeah.
We're so close. Go to Patreon. We're going to have Jake's wife, Rachel, do an episode of the podcast on our Patreon once we hit 750 patrons. So thank you. We're almost there. Go to patreon.com/TreyKennedy, as well as Katie and I are going to do a full-blown race on a track on a Patreon,
too.
Oh,
yeah. I forgot.
It's a lot of fun stuff. Yeah, start training.
What's the distance? Did we decide? 400?
400, maybe. We need to test it. It could be good. But patreon.com/TreyKennedy, we give you all the secrets, the behind the scenes extra info, and if you sign up, you are unlikely to get all the backlog. It's probably like 30 episodes already on there to enjoy,
and a bunch of old dumb videos.
Yep,
Patreon. Anyway, this might be something to save.
A sneak peek of the Hallmark movie
for when Rachel's on here.
We're about to edit
the Hallmark movie.
We're about to like do our first like big edit day. Derek's getting it to a rough draft standpoint, so we'll share more on the Patreon about that too. Okay, go on.
Cherry Pie 5K. Rachel, and I think Katie, you're kind of the same way too. Just starting to become very crunchier and crunchier by the day, very organic. You know, it's start with like non-toxic, like detergent. Then it became essential oils. And recently we got like this week, we got something called reverse osmosis, which I was like, you're going to have to remind me where I'm at when we do that.
Wait, I don't want to.
What base is that?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Okay.
No, it's just something where the water is even better. Even clearer. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Because what's her fear of the water right now? There's stuff in it?
AI?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think a couple TikToks and it's over.
That's real.
Katie, have you ever gone to all natural deodorant?
I have a few times.
Yes. I don't know the exact fragrance Rachel uses, but if I had to guess, it would be called Baboon.
Dude, that stuff does not work.
Oh my gosh.
It does not.
It's a real test of the human spirit when she's in her fertile window and smells like a teenage boy.
Oh my gosh. Oh, babe, I'm ovulating. You're like, yeah, you're ovulating. You're also an orangutan.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
Do you have an N95 from 2020? I'm going to put it on real quick.
Like, no, everything's non-toxic except you.
Yeah. I'm going to get sick from being near you.
She's just up there. You're like hyperventilate. You're like going unconscious. Like, am I rocking your world? Like, I'm trying to hold my breath.
Yeah. I think I'm reverse osmosing. You guys use mineral sunscreen though, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's like putting a bed sheet on yourself. I mean, there's no possible way to rub it in.
There are better ones that are coming out now that are like less like glue.
Well, it's insane. As you start glue. To go away from the quote, you know, toxic chemicals or whatever, I like to think all those scientists who made the toxins are like, see why we did it?
Yeah.
You're welcome, everyone. Oh, don't do this. Try putting on that sunscreen.
Yeah.
Try. I'm the genius who made it clear and it rubs in.
Yep.
You are putting Elmer's glue on your body. Enjoy.
Okay, yeah. My thing with the natural deodorant is like, I kind of would like pick and choose. On like a long, hot summer day, I'm wearing the real stuff.
Yeah. Okay.
On like a nice, cold winter day where I'm inside all day, wear natural.
You're
stuff.
Fine.
It's like a, you know, a good
80s crunchy,
70-30 ratio or something.
Has Rachel, has she like branched out into the raw milk world yet? Is that something on her radar?
I think it's on her radar, but we haven't had it yet.
Okay. That. I follow this girl who does a lot of, she's like a scientist. She puts a lot of facts out there. I think it's fun. I'm going to try to get her on the pod. She's very passionate about this because I'm very confused by it. I saw a clip the other day. You see that, the
David Letterman.
Yeah. He's famous. He's the guy who, he just has his shirt off all the time. He's like, I only eat meat.
Liver King?
And I live in the jungle. No.
Oh.
It's the guy who still looks normal.
Oh, okay. I don't know this guy.
Yeah, you've surely seen him. I saw him in an interview the other day where they were like, so he's like, sunscreen's bad for you. You're like, we're meant to get sun. And he even was...
I don't think that's true.
He was even his sunglasses, too?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, he was hypothesizing. He's like, are sunglasses bad for you? Yeah, because we're meant to... You know, our eyes help regulate stuff. Maybe sunglasses are bad for us. And I'm just... I mean, I don't... He's actually like an MD and stuff, but I've... And I'm no doctor, but I'm like, isn't that really stupid? Like, don't... Sunglasses...
Yeah, I have some thoughts on this. We should go into this in the Patreon.
Because any eye doctor, we should. Any eye doctor ever has just been like, I mean, those help your eye health.
Yeah, oh my gosh, protect your eyes.
Yeah.
It's very hard to like do a procedure on the eye. Protect it.
It's just bizarre to me. Or the raw milk. Because I went down a rabbit hole one day because I'm like, what?
Yeah, what are they claiming to be the benefits of raw milk?
Well, I guess the pasteurization of raw milk does like apparently remove some of its nutrients. So like like raw milk has way more of this, and that. I'm like, okay, then just like take a vitamin or something. Like what? because what it also has is maybe bacteria that'll kill you.
Yeah.
So I just don't get, they're like, well, it removes nutrients. I'm like, who cares? I just buy it at a grocery store and I get, okay, it has a little less iron than to eat, take an iron pill. I don't know. I just don't get why,
you know what,
people want to force that so much.
I don't Google it because I don't want to know the answer, but my whole life, you know, I just drank regular 2% milk. You buy it, it expires 6 days after you buy it. That's normal. But this organic milk that Rachel's got me drinking, you look at the expiration date, it's like a month out. I'm like, I don't know how that works, but...
They've taken out weird stuff. Yeah, I don't get that.
Because it's supposed to be the healthier version. I'm like, this is good until 2027. Okay.
Okay.
I'll drink it. I don't know what's going on.
We need a milk expert on the pod if you know one.
She probably makes grass-fed milk.
Could be. I don't know what makes it organic. I bought some today, Organic Valley.
Okay. Yeah, it does. Sometimes I am kind of like, oh, it's going to be good.
Good for a while. It's like a month out.
Yeah.
Kind of crunchy thing Rachel did is we had someone clean our house, but she wanted to find an all natural, like non-toxic house cleaner. Mm. First of all, the woman was white, which I didn't love.
Toxic.
Yeah, exactly. But she got that. She did a great job, you know? And then when she left, it was like, it smells kind of like different in here. And Rachel was like, yeah, all of her stuff is a vinegar base. I was like, so we're going to need someone else to come in and clean it after she gets done. Vinegar base. Yeah. That's what they're doing these days. These white girls. It's white on white crime.
Does she have like all the like non-toxic cleaning supplies?
Exactly. Too? It's like the supplies are all.
Apple cider vinegar. They obsess in her hair. That's real. People do that. Vinegar on your, use that for like to wash clothes instead of.
Yeah. I actually did use vinegar to get some stains out though. And it actually did. It worked pretty good.
Yeah, it does, but it smells like vinegar.
I mean, yeah. Oh, yeah. I had to wash those clothes 2 times after to get the vinegar smell out.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
But it's Eva. Jake. She eats like a crazy person, and all of her clothes are stained.
Mom
even
props.
With a bib.
We were talking about, we're worried our daughter's a little...
not all there. No, that is absolutely... You should not say that.
I'm just judging. They're at an age now. You're like, all right, she's about 10 months. Well, you look back, what was our 10-month-old doing? And 10-month-old boy, he really liked books. He'd sit there and read them. Mm-hmm. And you give her book. She's like throws it. And so that's where I'm like, oh, maybe she's a basketball player.
Yeah. Strong
she's,
legs.
Yeah, athlete, she's going to have strong athlete, legs.
Strong. My, dude, old men love doing that. Whoa, you have some strong legs.
Yeah. Hubba, hubba.
I mean, it made you feel a little good, though.
It made me feel uncomfortable. I don't.
No, didn't flatter you at all.
I mean, no, I don't need to.
Strong legs? That's a pretty specific, like, good compliment.
It's just weird. I was with my toddler. Like, I didn't like it.
What did the toddler say? Did our toddler say thank you?
No.
That's my mom.
Yeah.
Yep.
She does have strong legs.
I came out between those strong legs.
That's my home, you know.
I lived there for 9 months. Yeah, we should teach him to say stuff like that.
I put on a dress that had like a slit in the back. And
what? Like right on the butt?
Like right where slits are. It's like a long.
To come up to you.
Whoa.
A long dress and it was a slit like from like knee down. And Thomas saw it and he goes, my own door. Got underneath.
He's like, whoa. Yeah.
He said, this is going to be my home now. my own door.
You moved out a couple years ago, dude.
Sorry.
It's like, no, that's not a door. No.
No. The last time you were not, you know, very polite to my door last time. So
you get were away almost from me. 10 pounds.
Get away. how long is this crap?
53.
Wow. This is a fun bit.
Wow.
Oh, I forgot my. Oh, where's my basic wine? I did.
Uh-oh.
Ooh, I have a big update. I have a big fun update on basic wine, the Patreon.
You sold it. Congrats, man.
Thank you.
You had a successful exit.
Do we have any fan videos or what are the people saying? Thank you, guys. You can always submit anything you want us to see or hear at our website, treykinna.com/correctopinions. And we have a lot of submissions. Okay, let's do this. Well, I have some submissions here. Let's read them. I have Lucas here has a triggered for us.
Okay.
What's up, Lucas? My friends and I like to play the quote, don't get me started game. One of us will give the other a random topic, and then they have to go on a rant about that topic, starting with don't get me started on. I think Jake mentioned today that he was wondering how the Christian moan trend started. He said, don't get me started on the Christian moan. My correct opinion is that the Christian moan originated in popcorn prayer groups. One person is praying to everyone else and waiting their turn to pray. When I was younger, I definitely felt the fake pressure not be the worst prayer in the group. Ooh, that's
you're one up on each other.
Dude. That's good. You could tell in a prayer group when someone was like, I'm not going to be the worst one here. They throw in crazy words and stuff. Okay. And he says, and you know, based on the amount of kind of, you know, amens or moans you got while praying.
Yeah. That's kind of your immediate feedback.
It's kind of like splat points in like Orange Theory or something. He goes, thank you also for ruining anything I listened to for a while because of all the moans. Et cetera, et cetera. Well, you're welcome, Lucas. And I thank you for writing us in. Do you not remember that pressure? When you got called to pray, you'd be like, dude.
I got to bring it.
I don't know, man. And you say amen, you start going, man, was that kind of lame? I don't know. What are people, I don't know if that really worked. Like,
no, I didn't.
You never done that?
I feel like I was just pretty confident in praying.
Then sometimes... You're like before Thanksgiving meal or something, you know, like I have like, you know, hey, uncle so-and-so, he's going to pray. And then he really does something. He's like prepared something.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh man, but I'm hungry. Like, I think you ever pray while someone's praying, like God help him to stop. Right? What do you think God does with that? He's getting both, right?
God help him to wrap this one up pretty soon.
I did actually have a moment. I was like hosting a shower and I thought to, like, you know, not beforehand. I was like, oh, we need to like pray before we eat. And I was like, oh yeah, that's fine. And do you ever have this, like, I'm like, oh yeah, I'll just pray for everyone. And then I like start going, I'm like, oh, I'm praying for like 25 people right now. I need to like
include some things.
Yeah. Include some things or like not too long, not too short.
Just tough part is when you bring in one person's ailment, you're like, and I guess I should talk about this other thing too. And they're like, what's the threshold of what gets mentioned? Like, oh, yes. Yeah, well, they've got a surgery coming up. Yeah, obviously. And you're like, be safe getting home. I don't know if that makes a cut or not.
Yeah, true.
Travel.
When you like do prayer requests and then someone prays at the end, my thing is you don't include the 15 prayer requests that you should have like written those down and you pray for them at home.
Oh, because some people like to go, all right, thanks everyone for sharing. Let me repeat all of them in this prayer, which is kind of a flex. Like they wrote it down or they remembered. But then I get, because I'm like, do you assume God's like, remind me one more time? Like, yeah. And that, I'll never get over it. Just, you know, he's traveling this week. He's traveling. He's on he's on the Southwest flight?
He's got to drive to Topeka.
Danielle writes in, my correct opinion is, if you give your kid a mullet, you are no longer allowed to expect good behavior from them.
Their DNA.
Cutting your son's hair into a mullet is an automatic downgrade in looks, behavior, and societal status.
Wow.
Oh, heck of a correct opinion, Danielle. I couldn't agree more.
That's funny.
They pull up with a kid in a mullet, you know, like, what? Oh, no.
Oh, man. He's going to want a dirt bike soon.
Yeah.
He's going to ask me if I have any chaw. I love that one.
That's a great opinion. Did you guys see this comment from last week? Ceremonial dagger. We are watching the resentment between Trey and Katie with each episode until the actual split.
Oh.
We love you both regardless.
Wait, his name was Ceremonial Dagger.
Ceremonial Daggle.
Dagger.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah, okay. He wonders, are we watching you guys split up in real time?
Okay, let's know. Let's prove to him that we're in love.
Okay, come here.
Tell. All right. Guinness World Record.
Yeah, just tell. Say.
We have to do the longest kiss now.
Tell me two things you love about me.
Your eyes.
Oh,
okay.
Sunglasses. Protect them.
And.
Well, I love your strong legs.
Oh, thank you.
And I love. I love your forehead. I don't get why people say stuff about it.
I love your new hair.
Purely physical. It's beautiful,
oh, yeah,
guys.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Way to keep it purely physical.
I don't know much about her.
Yeah, still getting to know each other.
This is actually the only place we talk in the podcast.
Yeah, this is. okay, thank you. Yeah, again, hit us up. We want to hear from you guys in the YouTube comments or hit us up directly, Drakeon.com/correctopinions. And we're going to continue this thing on Patreon. So thank you guys for the love. My tour starts in a couple weeks. Oh my goodness. Minneapolis, Milwaukee, Indianapolis.
Wow. August, it starts.
Should I invite TJ McConnell out? Think that would work?
Why not?
Because I'm not that confident of a person. And I fear that he wouldn't respond, or if he somehow actually showed up, like he wouldn't think I'm that great. He wouldn't like me.
Those are all good reasons. Maybe don't.
That's why I wouldn't.
Who is that?
Oh, he's a basketball player for the Indianapolis Pacers.
You should invite him. I'll sit with him.
Basketball player to basketball player. Talk shop.
Yeah,
talk
we shop. Have a lot of similar things in common. He has really strong legs.
Probably.
Mm-hmm.
So speaking of, my legs are looking stronger, right? I do high rocks.
They definitely are. I would say so. Your pants are getting a little tighter.
Uh-oh. Need Congrats. A pants upgrade. All right. Patreon.com/StraightKennedy. Love you guys. And we will talk to you next week. Peace.
Correct opinion.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.